Hey, you guys, this is Amy here, and just wanted to bring you some daily encouragement from Papa for your journey, and just share with you some of the things I've been learning along this journey, and just things that Papa's sharing with me, the Lord sharing with me, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, all of them, and hope that it will resonate with you and encourage you as well, because I know we're all connected, we're all one, but we all have individual journeys, and we're all at different spots on this journey. And so this will be an encouragement to those that are curious about this subject and are ready to dive a little further into it. And what I'm talking about is actually engaging God in encounters. And how do we do that? And I love what, Joe Dispenza, he's a brain doctor on YouTube. It just has a lot of great insight where he's studied the brain and heart coherence and what happens. And that one of his famous quotes, he says, you know, we live in a time where it's not enough to know, it's a time to know how. And I know a lot of us have been pondering, how do we do these things? You know, we hear a lot of people having these incredible mystical encounters and other things, or just the matter of fact of just hearing God. Like, how do I hear God? And the very fact that you have that desire there is where it starts. It's like the seed, and that begins to open things up and unfold for you as you continue to pursue it, you know, with your heart's intent, you know. So I just wanted to share just a little bit of what Papa was sharing with me just yesterday as I've been engaging further in meditation and just soaking with him. And, you know, my journey with the Lord started where I was just hearing him. And I would get images and different things for doing like my different art pictures. And so that was like a beginning steps for me. And of course, it goes back further than that. I'm really summarizing it. But I wanted to share how do we move from this place of the very beginnings, you know, where we're just so dependent on the Bible. How do we, is hearing that to be our word, into actually hearing God's voice and then actually engaging into an encounter with him. And again, right, knowledge, it's not enough to know, it's a time to know how. And it may be easier than you realize. And a lot of times we get stuck because we're complicating things too much, or we're trying to figure things out with our head, and instead of just dropping into our heart and back into childlikeness. And that is so key, is to step back. You know, our whole sight and message is ending our effort. And that is referring to ending this striving and leaning on our left brain, so to speak, of our logics of needing to figure out and am I doing this right? And we get into this right and wrong mode, and it puts us in a totally different space where we are putting up a lot of resistance. And of course, you'll see that in John unfolding that in his book, Effortless Provision, and sharing about the resistance that we don't even know. Sometimes it's just so unconscious, or it's become such a habit, and we wonder why things keep eluding us, you know, why these encounters with God elude us, why we can't hear his voice. And we have a lot of beliefs around this, and a lot of just even religious beliefs. Well, I can't hear God, or I can only hear God through the written word, or only the pastor can hear God, and I've got to depend on the pastor. Or we have all this array of different beliefs that put up this resistance at arm's length from where we can't even receive what our spirit and our child within, our childlike spirit is longing for, and what our true desires are longing for. And so I one of my greatest desires and heart is to always dial things down to simplicity, back to that childlike level, because that's where the door is. The door is at the height of a child. And a lot of times as adults, we miss the door. We can't see the door because we're looking from a viewpoint from an adult, logical, analytical mindset. And so all we see is a wall in front of us. And we're like, this is impossible. How do I hear God? How do I get through? How do I have these encounters? And we just, you know, run our head into a mill. where if we will sit back down, you know, release that resistance and come back into a state of childlikeness, of awe and wonder and simplicity, and just release ourselves, step out of that adult body, so to speak, and come back into childness, you'll see that door appear in front of you, and have the eyes to engage and enter into the Lord drawing you into an encounter, or the ears to hear, because you won't have all this adult chatter in your head, right? Little kids don't have all this chatter. They're too busy imagining and dreaming and thinking about what the next fun thing is to do, or just simply living in the moment. And, you know, I can hear some of you, well, that's easy for you to say. You know, what about all these responsibilities? What about this? What about that? What about that? Then there we go in our adult mind again, that keeps tripping us up, that keeps creating all this resistance. So we have to make a conscious choice to say, you know what? I choose the reality to step out and put that adult helmet head aside and step back into my spirit, back into that realm of childlikeness, and begin to just breathe, just be still. And you know, just some things that'll really help, and I've said this before, is go to a favorite place of yours. Go out to nature or into a bedroom or into your car or wherever is a quiet place, and you can just put some soaking music on. That'll help tune you actually over into your right side brain, back into the creative zone and into feeling good, because it's so important that we're in a state of feeling good, because this is what opens the heart. This is what helps the portal, so to speak, to open, the portal of your heart, of your spirit, where you can actually start seeing and hearing more clearly, is to be in that good feeling state. So that's why it's so important that we go to a place we really enjoy. I mean, I remember years and years ago where when I was soaking and I was in this cold room and it was so uncomfortable, and I was having trouble hearing the Lord, and he says, he goes, "Are you enjoying this?" And I go, "No, Lord, I'm not really enjoying this." He goes, "Well, neither am I." He goes, "Go to a place you enjoy and the flow will be there." So it's really choosing it. And, you know, it's like if we really want this, then we will prioritize and choose it and not make the excuses that keep us in this addiction of strife. And there really is a literal chemical addiction. You know, our body is a chemistry lab, and it will produce, according to your thought, whatever thought you think actually produces a chemical match to that, creating a feeling. So, you know, if you're thinking an unhappy thought, your body's going to go into creating a chemical that makes you feel unhappy. So it's so important that, you know, we're becoming more and more aware of how we manage our thought life. It is creation zone 101. Thoughts become things, and we don't realize, we're not aware of how powerful our thoughts are, and the creation it is the door into the creation lab. It is where the seeds are. And we've been creating so much by default because we've just been unaware. We've been asleep of the power that we've had because we've been taught to be so reliant upon authority figures or leaders or political figures or religious figures or parental figures to let them do the thinking for us. And we are just to become subjective under that, or subjective under media. And so we allow all these other sources to inform us of what we should think and how we should feel and how we should create, and therefore ends up creating the reality of our life. And instead of us taking our God-given power back that He has individually, authentically given us to start creating and designing the life that we want in union and oneness with Him in a divine relational dance, it's waking up to that. We're waking up to that, and it's just the most amazing, amazing thing. So again, going back to the importance of feeling good and choosing our thoughts. And when we get into a good feeling zone, good feeling area, then we're able to start having those good feeling thoughts and chemicals released in our body that opens our heart up to where we can start seeing and dreaming again. A lot of you guys have been in a state where you're like, I don't even feel. I don't even know what to feel. I'm so numbed out. I've been in such a high fight or flight survival stress mode that I can't think straight. I'm disconnected from my heart. Your heart coherence and brain coherence are out of alignment, and it's causing just a chaos within that we end up numbing out by outside addictions or outside sources to just keep us in this numbed state. And when we have the power, that's again, what is the reality we want to choose to create? And again, we've got this programming that we're waiting for something outside of us to change our situation. We're waiting for that job to call. We're waiting for somebody else to call. We're waiting for our mate to make us happy. We're waiting for all these other things when we're the ones with the power to change it, to create our own reality. And so, again, right, your thoughts become things. We can no longer wait for something outside us to bring that feeling good change that we're longing for. We have to get up out of the chair and choose to enter in ourselves. And once we do that, all the things we have been desiring will start actually coming to us instead of us having to reach for it and strive for it and try to figure out how it's going to come. It's amazing. It's the higher place God wants us to be in. And, you know, he's just sharing this with me just about an hour ago about so many of us have been taught and just unaware. We've been living in, you know, matter versus matter, the Newtonian way, you know, of the law of effects, you know, and just, you know, creating matter versus matter. And that's a long, hard road where we are not just made of matter, our body is, but we've got a spirit being, and Jesus came to demonstrate the higher way. You know, he was demonstrating quantum physics. He was demonstrating, you know, you do it this way, you know, matter versus matter, but in the kingdom, I do it this way. And that's where he was manifesting, you know, the fishes into loaves, walking on water, you know, the hall of the fish. And it says all the miracles Jesus did or could not even be recorded in all the books in the earth. So, you know, we name all the ones that we know, but how many do we not know, right? And so there's a higher place of living, is what I'm saying. And a lot of us believe that, but a lot of us haven't known how to engage it, or it hasn't been brought into our awareness. So we've continued living in this state of matter versus matter, you know, a transactionary state versus the power of thought to create. So, and coming away and soaking and dreaming and envisioning. And this is how God creates. This is what's so powerful is that, you know, in Psalms 139:16, you know, where David was describing, said, Lord, you knew me before I was ever born. All my days were written in the scroll, written in your book before my first day on earth arrived. And so, you know, God dreamed us up before we were ever manifested physically on the earth. And he's designed us. We come straight out of him. We're his, you know, he's the father of lights. And we came out as a light and made in his image and likeness. That means we have the same ability to create the same way. And so he's calling us to get into the spirit and to start visualizing and seeing ourselves the way he sees us, to see what we want to create in the future that already existed. All our days were written. All of our days existed before we came to the earth. And he's wanting to show us snapshots. That's why we feel this destiny pull inside of us. It's like the finished us is trying to pull us to it. Because before we came to the earth, it already was done. You know, who we were, who we are, we were already complete. And now it's kind of like a movie, right? The end scene is already finished before they start. They film it. And then they go back to the beginning and walk you through the whole scene by scene to the end of it. It's kind of the same way with your life. And yes, you have a free will. Your free will is how much you enjoy the journey in a lot of ways. And of course, you have the freedom to create around that destiny pole of who you are. Same like Jesus, you know, the intent and desired intent from the Lord was to heal the blind eyes, but he had the creative freedom of all the different ways of how he wanted to do it, you know, and leave it to the Lord's sense of humor to take mud and say, oh yeah, watch this. They'll never guess this. They can't formalize this, taking mud and healing somebody's blind eyes. You know, it's just the foolish thing confounding the wise, right? So that you have your freedom there and the Lord so longs, Papa, Holy Spirit, the Lord, they so long us to converse with them about our journey and co-creating with them and our different ideas and walking that out. So anyway, it all goes back to starting to engage in our coming away and learning to hear his voice and beginning to engage and see in the Spirit. So, yeah, so I want to bring you back. So, you know, for those that have been practicing hearing the Lord's voice, and, you know, a great way, like I've always said, is to practice journaling and writing things down because it gives your body something to do. So it keeps your mind, it keeps the chatter dialed down because your brain and body has to focus on writing, and it's actually in a receive mode. So you're actually posturing yourself in a place of faith because you're expectant to hear from them. So you got your pen and your pad. That is expectant, like you're coming into class to listen to a teacher. And your brain has to focus there instead of on all the chatter and your past story and all of that kind of stuff. So that is why journaling, writing is so important and such a great tool. And then also when it comes to soaking is just putting on some music again to put your heart in a peaceful state, you know, instrumental music, or you can worship for a little bit and then put it into instrumental music. Or if you just like the stillness and the silence and sound of nature, you know, whatever puts you into that peaceful state. And so here's the thing. This is the engaging further in where you can start experiencing encounters with the Lord. And it's just through childlikeness and simplicity and by faith, where you close your eyes and you're soaking and you're relaxed and you're asking the Lord, do you want to show me anything? You know, Papa, do you want to show me anything? Holy Spirit, do you want to show me anything? And you begin to look. It's the same place as if you were to close your eyes and, you know, somebody said, or you can even do it with your eyes open, but close your eyes. What does your front door look like? You can instantly see what your front door looks like. Or maybe what does your best friend look like? It's that same drawing board, vision board, screen inside you that can see that will see things in the Spirit. And so what the Lord was sharing with me yesterday about the importance of actually engaging and experiencing him through encounters is that it's where the development truly begins. And he was giving these analogies about you can only learn so much about swimming until you get into the water and actually apply what you're learning and experience it, literally experience what it's like to swim and float on the water and develop that muscle memory of how to swim, just kind of like riding a bike, right? You're developing a muscle memory that you can never forget again. Once you learn how to engage in, it's there. And so that's why it's so important. You're developing new muscles. You're developing a way of entering in, and you're developing the ability to experience what he's like, to not just know, you know, through scripture or maybe hearing some things he shared with you, but you're actually beginning to see and develop what that's like. So it's pretty fascinating. So what I'm saying is practice is the key. And so again, put on some soft music, close your eyes, ask the Lord, what would you like to show me? And there are a few good guided meditations out there. Boy, we sure need a whole lot more, though, for helping people just encounter him. But I know Mike Parsons has some. I know there's one on YouTube of Jesus, walking with Jesus on the beach. And I think there's another group. I'm trying to remember their name offhand. But he so wants to take it. They're great, like, diving boards, so to speak. Kind of get you familiar. Like, Mike Parsons helps you by saying, open your heart gate, you know, open the door to your heart and see Jesus reaching out his hand and escorting you in and going into the garden and all of that. So, you know, and he's going to show people different things. Some people are more drawn to the cosmic space experiences. Other people are more drawn to the garden. And the Lord is so good at speaking to you in a way that you can understand and grasp the analogies and things for your own personal journey. So that's what's so great. It's unique to you. But at the same time has the same underlining principles, I guess you could say, of entering in and engaging with him. So, but yes, again, you know, it's just a time. It's not enough to know. It's time to know how and actually engage and experience him. I mean, you think back to when you were first saved and you met Jesus. You had a real salvation experience where he either showed up in the room or you felt his presence so strong. It was an experience that changed you. You know, it wasn't just somebody leading you into that prayer of salvation. If it really stuck and you know you had that moment in your life with the Lord. And maybe you had where you were led into the sinner's prayer, but there came a time where you literally were filled with the Holy Spirit and you had an encounter or you had a dream that just changed your life. And so I'm just encouraging you guys to don't be afraid. Don't stop. Don't camp at just knowing the written word or just hearing his voice here and there, but begin to engage with childlikeness and begin to look and see in the spirit. Begin to just desire it and make time and don't try to figure out how it's going to happen. I remember the Lord telling me, because that actually it puts the resistance up right again. Just come with no agenda and just simply say, Lord, I'm here. Whatever you want to reveal to me, whatever you want to teach me, speak to me, show me, I'm here. And just start basking. Just start basking in his presence and let him reveal to you. He knows your desires. He knows your heart. He knows what you like. He knows just how to speak and share and show you something that you'll understand. And just have fun. Allow the element of surprise to be there. And start engaging. And I encourage you to write down what he shows you afterwards so that you can go back and recall it. And it's yeah, so anyway, and I'll share more with you guys some of the encounters I started having. Again, you know, it's a progression, and I think it's according to your awareness and your desire. Because again, you know, I've grew up in church pretty much my whole life, but I didn't personally know the Lord till I was probably, I don't know, 11 or 12 when I actually really wanted to get to know him and start inquiring. And that's when I started hearing him. I started writing to him. And one day he shared right back. And as though I knew him my whole life, because I really have, right? I just was unaware of it. And so I started writing down different things that he would share with me. And then I would get different pictured images from my art, just short, small ones, but nothing like really engaging and having these encounters. And so it wasn't probably until just the last few years and even more recently where I was having really more real encounters with the Lord, where he was taking me into different things in heaven and gardens and just experiencing his witty humor and his generosity. And it's so amazing because you're making memories. It's no different than if you were scheduling time to get together with one of your absolute favorite people on the planet. And you're going to a garden, or you're going to a chocolate factory, or you're going to someplace that you actually love and have so much fun, and you're making memories and moments, and through that you're getting to know each other even better. It's the same thing with encounters with the Lord, is you literally get to experience His personality and the Father's personality and Holy Spirit and what heaven's like. And it's really, it's dimensional. So you're just stepping into a dimension, and it's not as far away as you ever thought. You know, just like the Lord said, the kingdom of God is right here, right now, right in front of you. And so it's merely just stepping in by faith with childlikeness. So, yes, so I just encourage you guys to just take that next step forward into encountering Him more, and letting that spiritual, you're letting your spiritual eyes start developing, and without an agenda, just peacefully having fun, and you'll be amazed at what happens. There's no right or wrong way to do this, so to speak. It's just let your spirit lead. And I'll share with you more soon. I just going to keep it short here, but more encounters. I'm actually working on putting together a book right now that has all of the encounters that I've had. And, you know, I'm developing right along with you guys. Some of them are shorter, you know, some of them are longer. And I'm learning that we can actually go back and engage those encounters and ask the Lord to reveal us more, reveal to us more. You can go back. And it's so cool, because once you have an encounter, you can go back and visit it, but it also gives you a reference point. And it's pretty amazing. The Lord is doing this with a lot of people, whosoever will, right? Be encouraged and have fun just exploring your relationship with the Lord. There is so, so much ahead, so much awaiting you. And He has the best plans and ideas of how to walk you forward in your life without stress. You're not alone. You don't have to figure this journey out to try to please Him. You know, He wants to do life with you, and He wants to pull out your creativity where wealth is revealed for you. There's a better way of living, and I know a lot of us are on this journey to discovering that for sure. So I hope you have a good rest of your day, and just be encouraged. Have fun, end your effort, and sink into your heart, and let the Lord just keep leading you into just a better day and a better way in life. Take care. Bye.